I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Today we look ahead at next week's opening of spring gobbler season across the Mountain State. I'll have the preview when we come back. For many years, hunters in West Virginia have complained that West Virginia's spring gobbler hunting season comes in too late in the year. Well, they won't be able to make that claim this year.
Well, as hopefully you know, if you've read the regulations, we're bringing the spring gobbler season in a week earlier than the past yay many since 1966. We've only had one season that came in the third week in April, or the third Monday in April. So this represents a departure from past years. So hopefully the hunters will enjoy the season coming in a week earlier.
That's DNR biologist Keith Grants, who says he thinks hunters who may have long clamored for this earlier season might be a bit disappointed with what they find.
I really will be kind of surprised to see if it brings forth what the public wants it to. And I say that because the birds, the gobblers, are still with hens, and they will be with hens even more, bringing the season in earlier than later. So they may hear more gobbling, but I don't think they're going to have any more success at calling a gobbler away from a group of hens.
Now, the DNR has long resisted this earlier spring season because it wants to protect the active hens.
What concerns us more is that we run into more issues with hens being in front of hunters the earlier in the month that it starts. We would hope that, you know, the hens would be sitting on the nest, so they're not more apt to be in front of a hunter and have somebody mistaken it for a gobbler.
At any rate, Krantz said, looking back at the last year or two, there should be plenty of turkeys on the landscape.
Because the average gobbler shot is a two-year-old bird, the brood survey of last year doesn't really tell us much about this year's spring gobbler harvest. We had to have to go back to 2014. And in 2014, our brood reports were 30% higher than in 2013.
Now, opening day is Monday morning at daylight, and the season runs for 4 weeks. Don't forget, the season closes each day at 1, and you need to be out of the woods after that. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.